Oh, f*** my life. I have to do this video again.
I don't want to have to eat this. I don't want to have to do a taste test today. Okay, bring it. Let's just get this over with. Did you put salt in this? Like, I actually want to vomit. Drunk, unprotected sex with multiple partners. That's what this is like. In an emergency, what happens? COVID hits, World War III, economic collapse, EMP, cyber attack. What is the first thing that people do who aren't preppers, the normalcy Normans? They go on the computer and they type in survival food. The companies know 90% of the population is unprepared, so they've concocted a contraption that is meant to resemble food for this very occasion, for those panic buyers who are about to get taken in by the biggest scam in the preparedness industry. These companies come in all shapes and sizes. There's good preparedness food companies and bad ones. The good ones tend to be avoided by a lot of people, especially in their panic buying hysteria, because they tend to come at a premium. You have to pay more because it's real food with real protein and sizable portions. Unfortunately, these companies know that many people are going to be mesmerized by the glamorous curbside appeal of a lot of these food buckets. Now, they go by a variety of different names. There's probably a dozen or so companies that have these food buckets, and typically they'll call themselves like a 30-day food supply or a 90-day food supply. 99% of these companies are complete and utter cat turd that you should avoid like the plague. We're gonna test some of this stuff out today. We have a generic brand here and it's called Shittywise. You can see that in this bucket of food, there's a variety of different individual portions in different packages, different flavors of turd. So you have teriyaki turd, you have cheesy lasagna turds. Basically, it's mostly just carbs and filler, okay, with a nice zest of mucus and jizz sauce. So let's just read what some of the ingredients are in here. So we got pasta, dehydrated vegetables, maltodextrin, buttermilk, beef flavor. You'll notice that you're never going to find real meat in these buckets. Now, that is the litmus test for how you know if the freeze-dried food that you're buying that is marketed, it's always marketed as it's going to last 25 years. And it will. But so will sand. And so will arsenic. See, who cares about mercury poisoning in the apocalypse? Chunk light tuna, $18. 1.8 kilograms. Can't go wrong with that. This is what they put in Patriot Wise chicken soup base. I don't think there's any chickens in here. I don't hear any.
No, it's like chicken bouillon.
I don't hear any chickens. See, what's the ingredients? Salt, sugars, disodium inosinate. No chicken.
Chicken flavoring.
Well, the only chicken is the word. This is Gen Z chicken right here. Okay, this is all the future generations will know when they think of a chicken in an encyclopedia in the future. There's three things you need to understand. Servings, taste, and protein. These are the things that you're looking for. Disregard servings altogether. Servings do not matter. Calories are king. You need to calculate how many calories are in a bucket, but really that's the least of your concerns, because if you're just going for calories, you can do that much cheaper by going and checking out my color-coded food video where we talk all about shelf-stable foods that are very cost-effective and provide you with complete proteins and quite frankly are about 10 times as good as this. Okay, for example, you can get a bag of rice for $40. You can get a giant tub of soy sauce to go with your rice for $15. You can get a huge can of tuna for $15. All of these things, store it in a cool, dark place, are going to last indefinitely. I mean, I would even rather get this box of Sapporo Ichiban noodles, which is probably like, let's see here, 500 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12,000 calories for 10 bucks. And that's going to taste better. You mix that with your powdered eggs, you know, you're going to be eating way better than you ever eat out of what I call the trash can. On the topic of servings, let's say it says there's 300 servings in there. 300 servings for what? An infant? A serving for a full-grown human being? Or a serving for an ant? There really is no legal requirement for what constitutes a serving. In terms of protein, the litmus test is if there's real meat, it's probably one of the better brands. If there's no meat in the food bucket that you're buying, there is a 99.999999999999% chance that it's cat shit. If they're marketing it as having a high serving content, you really need to look at that. What does that mean, a serving? What is a serving? 100 calories, 150 calories? How many macronutrients are in there? How many micronutrients constitute one serving? Is it a complete protein? All your amino acids that you need in order to survive from day to day. There might be protein in it, but it might not be complete proteins. So these are things that you need to keep in mind. The other thing that people always look at is price. The reality is a lot of this stuff, you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, wow, a bucket of food for a 30-day food supply. Now, I'm pretty sure legally, if they say 30-day food supply, there is some caloric minimum they have to put inside the bucket. Maybe they're basing it on a 1,200 calorie a day diet. So they're taking the lowest possible, like a small child, as a baseline measure, and they're saying that that small child can live for 30 days out of this bucket with these calories. So a lot of people will be enticed because they'll see a price point of maybe 200 bucks for 30 days worth of food that's freeze-dried that will last damn near forever. For a lot of people, they think to themselves, man, that's a great deal. But you really have to think about the fact that you can actually go to a wholesale food store, get more calories that tastes better and is probably gonna last longer. All of these grains, like flours, rice, different types of pasta, potato flakes, these are all things that will store virtually indefinitely in a cold, dark place, in a Mylar bag, and a bucket. The only extra expense you're gonna encounter is the bucket and the Mylar bags, and arguably, you might not even need the Mylar bags, but it's good to do it, especially if you want to prevent against pests.
So these bags of rice, they used to be about 40 bucks, but now 58 bucks. It's inflation.
Okay, I spoke too soon. So you can still get the jasmine rice for 40 bucks, but I don't like that stuff, so I'm going to get basmati. I'm a basmati type bitch. Burlap aged basmati. This is what we want right here. 500 calories, $1 each. My kids will gobble that up over the weekend. So the reason why I have to make this video every few years is because people keep falling for the same tricks. And there's still 90% of the people out there who don't know any better. And people always overestimate their capabilities in an SHTF situation. They think, yeah, Nate, I'll eat anything. I'll eat the frickin' asshole out of a rotting dead hog carcass. I don't care because I'm just that hardcore. The reality is, you're a bitch. You're just not cut like that. You're not made like that. I'm not made like that. If it sounds too good to be true, it is when it comes to preparedness food. This is like 90% of the prepping market. There's gas masks, there's weapons, there's water filters. 90% of the shit we sell is food. We've shown you guys on this channel before a variety of different quality food items. If you're going to invest in prepping food, it should be a meal replacement variety. I know people who are very wealthy and they still buy this crap. And I'm like, why are you buying that? You can afford to just pay a little bit more for something you're actually going to use even if the apocalypse doesn't happen. And that's what these companies bank on. I wouldn't suggest throwing it out because, hey, you know, if you run out of this stuff right here, right? If your dog runs out of real chicken, maybe you'll have a substitute. So you'll always have animal feed. And you can even use it as a stool, right? You can use it as a trash can. You can even do your business in there. You can do your number twos in there.
What people think Canadians do. This is what we really do. You might as well get something like this. $8. 24 times 400 calories. That's about 10,000 calories in this for $8. $13.99, and it's fun and yum. We're buying this.
I'm going to brave a taste test of Shitty Wise. And this is no particular company because they all taste the same. It's the same fillers. It's the same corn-based carbohydrate. There's a shitload of sodium in here too. If you're a full-grown man, you will need 15 of these servings. In one serving of baked potato casserole, there is 22% of your sodium intake for the day. So that means that you would be getting 300% the amount of sodium if you were to be living out of this bucket. I don't want to have to eat this. I don't want to have to do a taste test today. Oh, f***, she's bringing it. Okay, bring it. Just let's just get this over with. Actually smells not too bad. Listen to that. This is actually one of the premium ones, okay? So this is the one that costs a lot of money. So I'm going to try it out. We're going to see. The noodles actually look like a good texture. I'm surprised. Surprised by the noodles. Let's see if the snot sauce is good. Now, I'm setting this up to be the worst thing in the world, so by comparison, it probably won't be that bad. Did you put salt in this?
No.
It's f***ing salty as f***. Like, I actually want to vomit. I'm a salt fiend, and all I taste is salt. Like, they clearly use the salt to mask whatever sort of bodily secretion flavor this is. No, I can't even. Do I have to take one more bite of this? Oh, God. Even the noodles are like, there's like a doughy starchiness to it. Should I read the ingredients? Salmonella flour? Oh, semolina flour. Well, it might as well be salmonella. It's got ferrous sulfate as one of the main ingredients and niacin. Well, at least it's fortified with vitamins. So they got to give you your thiamine, your riboflavin. This is probably by law. They have to put all this shit in here. I've read you off the ingredients of Shitty Wise. Now we're going to read you off some ingredients of the brands that we carry that have much lower margins. If I sold this stuff, I would be rich. Let's see what the first ingredient is in Mountain House. Oh, beef. Look at that. Let's see what are the ingredients in Happy Yak. Skim milk powder, white wine solids, whey, mushroom powder, garlic powder, buttermilk, onion, parsley, spices, pork, and dried mushrooms. All right. What about Peak Refuel? What do we got in Peak Refuel? Sweet pork sauce with vegetables, brown sugar, canola oil, and if you know ingredients when they're listed off, the most prominent ingredient is always listed first. So if they say like ass is the first ingredient, that means it's 90% ass. But the primary ingredient in here is, look at that, sweet pork sauce with vegetables. What's the primary ingredient in the number one freeze-dry company in the world, Freeze-Dried Wholesalers? Freeze-dried roast beef. What's the ingredient in here? Let's see. Oh, the main ingredient is freeze-dried roast beef. Now, I get it. Not everybody's going to be able to afford this stuff. But think about that. Virtually, it's going to outlast most people alive today. You can put this in a vault and come back 100 years. It's going to taste the same. It's going to have all the micronutrients. This is going to be worth more than gold someday. So you get your bucket of rice, you get a couple bags of these, you're set. So this is something else that you're going to see, number 10 cans. If there's a number 10 can and it's a solitary ingredient, then it's probably okay. Don't confuse this with this. It's not the same as buckets. Now, when it comes to Nutri-Store, there is food buckets, but they're individual ingredients. So you can get a vegetable bucket, you can get a meat bucket, which has chicken, beef, pork. There is different types of buckets, but generally speaking, just stay away from the buckets. If you really have your heart set on buckets, then I'll post some links in the description below. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Blah, blah, blah.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.